Hi, this is Tammy with Lux Home Care.
Yes, you have been calling my house all day. This is Barbara Faulkner. I was trying to see if there was something I could help you with.
What's your name?
Barbara Faulkner.
Are you the patient or caregiver?
I don't know. I've never set anything up with you all. Do you have a patient?
Let me just check.
I mean, it's been called, like, back-to-back, like, I thought maybe it was an emergency or something.
I was just following up in regards to Marcus, if he's still interested in home care services.
Sure.
He's still interested?
Yes, but I thought we were waiting to get his code.
Right. It seems, let me just check again. I checked a few days ago. And it seems like his code was removed, but let me just double check one more time.
It's code for what? I don't understand the whole code thing.
I'm not either sure what it is, but
was
it's
he at a facility and needed a code so I could speak to him?
Was he in a facility?
Yes.
That's probably why. Sometimes they put a code on the Medicaid. But let me just. I might be off. I'm just checking here.
What do you have listed for address for him?
What address we have for him?
Mm-hmm.
23679 Highway MM.
Have you provided services for him before?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. It seems like,
Well, I mean, she even called Sunday night, like, real late, so I thought maybe it was a nurse trying to get in touch with me or something.
Not sure. Just let me see the, which county?
I'm Pettis.
Let me just check Pettis. Let me just double check.
Yeah, but I don't think we do have a few group homes there, but I don't think they have anything, Who is that?
1355. Yeah, it seems like the code is off and he has active coverage.
Because then they were calling somebody else was calling to verify coverage, so.
Oh, was that someone at our agency?
I didn't know how it sounds. I was trying to catch up on what was going on with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you Barbie?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and you'll be his caregiver, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. Are you with a
patient? Will I get paid for that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we just need to connect the patient to the state to request that services.
Okay.
So he can get approved for home care. Are you with a patient now?
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh. Are you going to be with him today?
Possibly in the morning.
And tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, can I call you then?
Yes,
so we can
that would be great.
You? Okay, great. What time
would work
best? Did
somebody put a referral for him?
I see here, back in March, let me just see. I'm not sure who called in. There's no note of that, but I see back in March this referral came in.
Okay. And what is your name?
Tammy.
Tammy? Do you have an accent?
Tammy, Tiz and Tom. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a specific extension number? So
No.
I call back,
no, this is my direct line.
Okay.
Yeah, this is my direct line. What time would be best? I'm in the office at, you know, starting at 8:30.
How about 10 o'clock in one morning?
10 o'clock?
Okay. And, like, I've never done that before, so, like, how does that pay?
Yeah, so our starting rate is $13.75.
Okay. And it's just going to be depending on what the doctor recommends for
Yeah, so, yeah, it's based on the state. They're the one that decides if the patient gets approved for services. And we just need the patient to request the services first until, you know, for someone to reach out to schedule an in-home assessment. And once that assessment is done, you know, they determine how many hours the patient has. And based on that, you can, you know, work with those hours and get paid for that.
Okay. All right.
So we'll be in touch with you tomorrow at 10.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.